This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, everyone, dear listeners. This is Arab English Radio. I am honored and highly privileged to be here at your service, right in the place where we shall find some clues for a better life. So open your hearts and let's start the journey. But just so you know, I would hereby officially announce that I have no intention to play the teacher or the lecturer. I sit around the same table as you are. So the purpose of this program is to share some ideas as well as having some hints on some very interesting stuff. Therefore, it's going to be a session in which we are going to add a little bit of taste of literature into it. As I just told you, in today's episode of For a Better Life, we are going to talk about literature and religion and how they affect each other. Words are the greatest inventions of human beings, without which we are incapable of conveying our meanings. What we are today and what we will be tomorrow is an outcome of everything we have as our literary heritage, which includes our historical, political, and more importantly, religious backgrounds. We would have never known great heroes and their histories if there were no papers to capture the moments in forms of words, and obviously there would have never been a growth or evolution in human thought in case there was no books to remind us everything that happens in the history of humankind. So clearly, literature is the device that carries the past and gives it a tongue to speak of itself. Through the course of history, authors use their words to write, and at the very same time they shared everything they believed in. In the old ages, where there were no means of literacy, people had primitive thoughts. They had a need to worship a god, but very little knowledge to find to one. That's why they created gods of their own. They were mostly pagan, and it really was the dark age of human history. The process of enlightenment took time. And as Islam flourished, great pamphlets started to appear beside our holy book that contains all the secrets of human essence. Little by little and very gradually, those words traveled on papers, and literature helped religion to bloom everywhere. Even in the modern age of speed and technology, it is our literature that introduces to other nation in forms of book, in shelves or libraries, or the ideas that are shared in any other platforms. So this was all just the introduction. Let's go for a little break and we'll be back in no time to capture the rest of the ideas that we're going to have together. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Allah, Allah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can listen to us at parstoday.com/en. If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, this is For a Better Life, and I am Asma, your humble host. Well, we were talking about religion and literature. I would say that throughout the course of history, it was literature that brought us everything that existed in our heritage and the historical background of a religion. So we could say that it has been a device that helped us understand our religion more and more, and of course, better than ever. So if we start talking about Islamic literature, we would say that there is a vast ocean of information about that. We have so much of books that contain poetry, that contain knowledge, that contain so much of different forms of literature that has came to us in order to enlighten us. So the most important literature that belongs to Islamic heritage is the literature of Ashura. There, as you of course know, there's plenty of poetry and plenty of stories that have been done regarding the story of Karbala and the great tragedy that happened there. Of course, I don't like to call it a tragedy because tragedy usually is lesser than what happened in Karbala. So let's call it the massacre because it is going to share the idea better and better. So it had some hints of tragedy in it, but of course it was a massacre that happened to the son of the prophet. Now, throughout the history, many people, many poets, many writers have used their talent in writing some poems and some stories in order to keep that memory alive. Well, we all know that it already stays alive no matter if we try or not, because it is the promise of Allah for that idea to keep growing and blooming everywhere. And as we go further in time, we see that it already is blooming because it is the act of God and because the blood that has been shed there has been so worthy and so valuable that it is not going to cease to exist or be forgotten everywhere. So we got to the point that literature that belongs to the story of Karbala is very vast and it has got so much different forms in it. And as we go further, maybe in past it was more traditional and now it's getting to go through a more frequent language, more common language. The language has changed, but still the main idea is the same. So, dear listeners, I hope you're not tired. So, in case you feel any tired, then go for a sip of water. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back in no time. Welcome back to A Better Life. Well, we were talking about literature, our Islamic heritage that contains so much of poetry and writings. So the first time, perhaps, the people started to say poetries, to compose poetries regarding the story of Karbala, was right after that incident itself, when that great massacre occurred and the people were back from that travel, as you know. Well, just like today, just like nowadays that we have reporters that would report the wars or anything that happens all around the world, back in time, there used to be some people who reported whatever incident happened in different battlefields. So when these reporters were back after that war, they started to write and compose about what happened in there. Now, those compositions, those writings were more of authentic storytelling, just whatever they have seen. But gradually, as it came to be heard by those who were in love with their beloved Imam, who has been massacred and slaughtered, they started to compose poetries, which contained so much of passions and, as I told you, devotion, which is very important. And then, throughout this very process of emotion and passion getting together with this very sad event, so much of beautiful and rich poems were created in Arabic language and Persian language and so much of different languages. And as it grew to travel through different parts of the world, even in other languages, people have started to compose poetries about that or write different stories about that. So I guess this is all the time that we got for today's episode. We talked about literature of Ashura, and we understood that there are so much of poetries and so much of writings regarding that very sorrowful massacre that occurred in our history. And still, people are composing so much of poems and writings, which are so passionate and full of devotion and purity. Thank you for staying tuned. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.